the book Hebrews, bar 328. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Joshua South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelation, it's an A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick, weighs nearly 4 kilograms. It is part of Daniel and the whole book of Revelation. There's information that you've never heard of in your life, that I promise you. Should you require any information or just have a question, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, is plus 27 for South Africa, international code, and my number is 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top, on my right hand side. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very welcome. New people, always welcome. I urge you to go to the beginning and start at part one, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies we are currently busy with. Hallelujah. As well as our TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends and family, those that are dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You are so welcome. It's always such a privilege to teach the Word, the supernatural revelation Word of Yahweh our Elohim. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26. Whose voice then shook the earth? Here's a question here. Apostle Paul is asking a question. Whose voice then shook the earth? Who? Whose voice shook the earth? Yahweh. Yahushua. But now he that promised, saying. Have you noticed when reading your 1611 King James Bible? But now he, that he must be a capital H. That's Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth. Surely it must be a capital H. But now he that promised, saying, yes, once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Now, when will that occur? This will happen in the Battle of Armageddon, Revelation 20, verse 7 or 8. I think it's verse 8. Where the Bible says the Gog of Magog will come, and they will come up against Israel. And then Yahweh will just speak a word out of heaven, and fire will just descend from heaven and dissolve them, absorb them, burn them. Like in the time of Elijah, when he was busy with the Baal prophets, where Yahweh just sent fire from heaven. After Elijah, the prophet Elijah threw water over the altar, and he made a rim where the water could stand, and this is what we must know. This is why the book Revelation, the revelation of the book Revelation, this is a study that I'm busy with. It's a must. You must participate in the study, the revelation of the book Revelation. If you are anything interested in the eschatology. And remember, for more than 28 years, I do not belong to any denomination, church, or organization. I've resigned the churches. Why? That's when I wrote my first book. Because when I belong to a denomination or organization, I have to write their theology and dogma. I do not. I show you what the word of Yahweh says. And if I'm wrong, it is your right to show me according to the scripture. And but the Bible that you are using is very important, because different Bibles, different translations. I'm talking about the 1611 King James Bible, or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the 1860 Bible that Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam created. He translated. So, when he says that he is going to shake the earth, when will that be? Oh, we were, Matthew 27 says, we were here of rumors of war and famine and earthquakes and all the different of sickness, earthquakes. No, that's not what he's talking about. This is the final earthquake that Apostle Paul is referring to, which actually Apostle John on the island of Patmos, when he was there, 95 AY, when he wrote about the book Revelation, Yahweh said in Revelation 20 verse 8 or verse 7, I'm not on it, because in Afrikaans it's verse 8, but in the English Bible I think it's verse 7. It's not here nor there, you can just check the scripture. But he was just speak a voice from heaven and command fire to come down. And that is when the earth will be dissolved by fire, brimstone and fire. Hallelujah. Whose voice then shook the earth? Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he, Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, that promised, saying, yet once more I, now you can see it's a capital I, so why wasn't the he not a capital E? Shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Because of the atomic explosions that's going to occur, which will be so massive, because there's many, numerous countries that has the facility of uranium enrichment, and which have their own atomic bombs. And this is what's going to cause the earth to shake to such an extent. Well, the earth will be dissolved. The earth will just disappear. The buildings, the Bible says the mountains. That is one massive explosion. Bigger than whatever created a black hole. Wherever there's a black hole. I don't believe no black hole stories. You understand what I'm saying? Funny, if I'm just thinking about a black hole, a lot of people believe in the black hole theory, but funny, everything in heaven is structured. Everything in heaven is ordained. I mean, the people has just been up to the moon now. Around the moon a couple of times, back on Earth. I don't see that these planets banging each other and is destructured. And yes, there's a fallen star here and it's a little thing there, but that's part of the universe. But everything is orderly maintained, and that says that's a creator. There must be a creator that ordained everything to be where it is. And then while I'm just busy on this, my mind's just running. Excuse me, I've got one of these small hairs. While we're on the subject, let me just say something quickly about the flat earth theory. The people that believe the internet is flat earth, the earth is flat. Well, if the earth is flat, somewhere you're going to fall off on the ends. And that's why, and this way on the end, because it's flat. Any flat thing has got a beginning, has got an end. It's got this way, a beginning and an end. You know what? While these people were on the moon, or moving around the moon, They took hundreds of photos, satellite photos, photos of the earth. And not one photo ever shown a flat earth. If there was a flat earth, then the earth would have shown flat. But every time it's curved, round, and sometimes it showed it physically round, like the moon. When they went up to the moon, they didn't say we're going to fly past the moon, flat like that. We're going to fly around. You fly around thing, around the moon. So the moon is round. And the earth, all these satellites that's in space, that's moving, not on the earth, which is flat, but around the earth. The other thing that you want to mention it, how do you know that there's a round earth, is when you see the full moon. A full moon is a reflection of the sun from the earth of the moon. When you see a moon that is throwing out, it's got a half a moon. Well, that's the sun shining on the earth from an angle that it shines onto the moon, and that shows a half a moon, either this way or this way. And that's why you will see, you will never see when it shows a flat moon, half moon, also curved, two halves making a round, making a circle. So we just need to listen to the word. It says that he hangs the earth onto a nothing. It's round. Scripture says, two will be on the bed. Now, if the earth is flat, listen to it. Two will be on the bed, let's say on the top part. This is the earth. These two are sleeping, so it is night. And two will be on the land. Yeah. They're going to fall off if this is a flat earth. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Gravity is going to draw them down. But because the earth is round, it is totally something different. Because the earth moves around on an axle, on an axis, which you can't see. This is how Yahweh has created the earth and has given it to us. Now we're busy with some signs here. Maybe NASA can hear me and you can try and prove me wrong. It's not this, it's just the internet information that's there. And 99% of the time, the internet information is not scriptural. And that's the Bible comes and says we function in faith. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, faith, we function in faith. The things we did not see, but we believe it as if it is. The fact that we haven't seen Yahushua healing somebody, walking on water, doing miracles, we believe it to such an extent that we will give our lives for it. Why? Because that is faith. And we believe that Jaffa is going to shake this earth as he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heavens. Why heavens? Heaven, not heavens. Heaven, singular. Why? It's the affirmative. The first heaven. We see the stars and we see the galaxies, but the front part of it is going to be shaken. It's not going to be right up to the seventh heaven. Just here, in the, they call it the affirmative, the top part of it. It's round. There's going to be a shaking, a massive shaking. Why? Of the atomic explosions as when the one missile will go up, they will send another missile to counteract, and the explosions is going to occur. It will be like in Diwali, in Durban, in South Africa. Yearly they have a feast called Diwali, and they shoot these crackers and skyrockets. And when it bursts up there, all the colors and the things, it's actually very nice to look at it. And when you think about the Battle of Armageddon, that is what it's all going to be about. He says, and once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. I urge you again, please become part of the study that I'm busy with, the revelation of the book Revelation. Oh yes, and there I use my book, the two keys to the book of Revelation. Till tomorrow morning, if his father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.